I mean, it must be a real, like, it's very hard to imagine as someone in America what it's like to have a country where you have, like, you have a long history as a sort of, like, feudal backwater empire, and then you have a brief history as a incredibly powerful and successful communist country, and then you have defeat, and then now you have this weird sort of end of history place in the world where you're not communist anymore, and you're not an empire anymore. You're kind of just a quote-unquote republic or democracy or whatever.
Yeah,
when you look back in your a federation, whatever that means, and when you look back in your history, you have all these things that you can be proud of as a country, you know, like the first person in space defeating the Nazis, and then you know, all of the political achievements from that have mostly been erased by the West and by your new, you know, much more concentrated wealth and power in the hands of a few oligarchs. And you're like, well, I wish my country was more cool again, like it used to be. But also the knowledge of how it could be that way has not been spread or has not been passed down. So you just end up with a weird nostalgia, but without any, you know, basis in how to make it better.
Yeah, because their like system of like Marxist education was like decaying in later years of the Soviet Union and has been completely gone for 30 years now. So like most people who are alive and like are in the age bracket that wants to fight for things really hard never lived in the Soviet Union, don't remember what it's like, and probably have like a kind of like game of telephone idea of what it was like. Think of like when your parents tell you stories about the fucking 70s, you know,
like,
you may as well be telling me what the moon looks like up close. Like, I don't fucking what it's like to kick rocks on the moon. I will never understand, you know.
And then even if they can, it's going to be like very colored by like their specific experience there, you know. Like, as much as we like to imagine, you know, that like every single person who lives in a communist country is, you know, reading Marx every day, like, you have to imagine that a lot of people who were alive in the Soviet Union in the 60s and 70s and 80s were kind of just like normal people who were told, like, this is how your society works. And they were like, okay, cool, what can I do? You know, like, I think a lot of people, I think some people given a lot of political freedom will be like, great, I want to learn as much as I can about politics and communism and like how to make it even better. But I think just as many people will be like, oh, cool, can I work at this factory? Can I do this job? Can I go to school for this? And your communist government will say, of course, go here, because we support education and improving the lives of our citizens. And I think a lot of people will just say like, yeah, sure, that sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the real shit though, is like in the United States, I think since we're all like lofty ass dreamers, right? Cause like our whole cultural thing is like, you got to dream big and succeed at it. You got to have, you got to be the best at what you do. You got to get the biggest truck, the biggest yacht, the biggest thing. So I think when a lot of us become communists or otherwise anti-capitalist or revolutionary or whatever, we start to think of like, what is the most perfect thing we can get? And it's like so many billions of people around the world are just like, I would do anything for a decent job. Can the communists give me a decent job? And it's like, yes, actually. The communists are not going to build your like cool floating pod city, like techno-utopian thing that looks and sounds and has the neon lights exactly the way you like them. But they will give people who were recently in extreme poverty a job that will put them in not poverty, which is frankly incredible.
Yeah, it's one of the most incredible things. Yeah, one of the most incredible things you can do with technology. Yeah, I think it's what's so funny about those like those memes where it's like, this is communist architecture, and it's just those like huge block apartment buildings in you know, in the Soviet Union or whatever, and it's like they're not being designed so any individual person can be like, wow, what a fancy house I live in. They're being designed so thousands of people can have a decent place to live, which is all most people really want, is somewhere that is like, doesn't leak, the heat works, has a nice stove, has a shower, has a couple rooms. If you're coming from not that, that's a huge improvement.
I mean, yeah, I mean, look at what China's been able to accomplish. And I mean, like, of course, I should clarify, like, we're not saying Russia is communist now. That is a big thing that people still seem to think on the internet, though, is that Russia is still the Soviet Union and it just lost a bunch of satellite states or something.
Yeah. But unfortunately, I mean, no, it is absolutely not.
I mean, every time I see those posts, I'm like, wow, that would be so cool. But it's not the case. But like China, they, you know, they're communists in the modern. Well, and here's the other thing. They always post Soviet architecture from a long time ago, and then they compare it to like Las Vegas right now. And it's like, why don't you compare it to Macau or Beijing right now and get a little bit better of an idea of what quote unquote communist architecture looks like. It looks like the most high tech country in the world.
Yeah, that is true. It's usually like an unpainted, like huge concrete apartment building, which is also still standing. So it's like, even then it's not like an own or anything, but it is definitely, definitely misdirection.
Well, and I always wonder too, because people are like, oh, you know, the housing looked so bad. I'm like, well, it might look bad, but did the heat and electric and plumbing work, and how much did it cost? And they're like, oh, it was a negligible portion of your income. And I'm like, I'll take the shitty apartment. Thank you. I'll live on the 19th floor of the workers' barracks, because if it's going to be like, shit, man, I'm pretty sure I give my landlord close to half the money I make. Close to half.
That's like, it's normal. It's fucked up.
That's ridiculous. That's not fucking acceptable. These prices were two-thirds this high 4 years ago.
It's crazy. It seems like everywhere the rent is too damn high. Where happened to that guy who was going to like run for mayor and the rent is too damn high platform?